You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our Green and Gold Insider, Ryan Wood, getting ready for Packers and Seahawks. Woody, it appears that the illness is starting to really dissipate from that Packers locker room.
Somewhat. It's kind of moved from the offensive line to the running back position now. Dexter Williams has been out. Danny Vitale now out. It's meandering its way from position to position. So we'll see. You know, it's definitely alive. So it's not where you want it to be Friday before a game, but the quarterback doesn't have it, so that's good.
Well, if the running back has it, Aaron Jones, make sure he doesn't give it to our boy Bill Michaels, because he's got a big 3-hour post-game show with Gary.
Yeah.
And Gary was wondering, Woody, if you've ever used Tylenol Sinus?
Yeah, Tylenol Sinus.
Because Gary's looking to use some possible.
Yeah, see, I can't miss
that. Yeah, I'm a NyQuil guy.
NyQuil makes me jittery, man.
I want to go
but
to
Woody,
sleep.
Do you still...
Usually if I'm sick and want to go to sleep, I hit up the NyQuil.
No, I can't. That DayQuil, NyQuil, I stay away from both of those.
DayQuil just messes with my stomach. It makes me funky a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm using that. NyQuil and some different. But it's 414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation.
Yeah, it's joined.
Woody, you look at this Packers team right now, and the recipe to beat them all year long has been being able to run the football. We talked to Curtis Crabtree from Sports Radio KJR in Seattle just a couple of minutes ago. He said that they're going to try to establish this running game, and that is going to be one way that a lot of people in Seattle are thinking there's a recipe for a victory. I'm just not seeing it. What about you?
I don't know who they're going to have running the football. I mean, I know Marshawn Lynch in name is in that backfield, but it's right. Not really Marshawn Lynch, right? So I guess, I mean, I don't know that they can throw the ball necessarily on this Packers defense, because that's where the strength of this Packers defense is. I think they have the athleticism in a defensive front to match up pretty well against Russell Wilson. Not to say they're going to shut down Russell Wilson. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's going to be making big plays. I think it's a good matchup for them if they try to pass. So I get why they're trying to run. Who do they have in the backfield? Who's going to be running the ball for them?
Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, that's it. That's all he got.
Yeah.
Woody, DJ Metcalf, what do you think about him?
Big, powerful,
yeah.
Explosive.
Yeah.
As our columnist Pete Doherty wrote today, literally the reason why you go out and draft Kevin King. And, you know, what's interesting to me is I think Kevin King was drafted with one guy in mind primarily, and that guy was Julio Jones, because they had just come off of that 2016 yep. NFC Championship game.
Yep.
And here they had a guy who ran low 4.4s in Kevin King, long, physical, big corner, match up against a guy like Julio Jones. And it might not be Julio Jones, and not to say that DK Metcalf as a rookie is Julio Jones, but athletically, he profiles like that. He's big, he's yeah. strong, he's athletic, he's explosive, he's got really good burst, and he's the reason why you go out and you draft a Kevin King. It's going to be a really fascinating matchup with these corners and these receivers. Because Kevin King versus DK Metcalf is a four-quarter fight you want to see. And Jair Alexander against Tyler Lockett is a four-quarter fight that you want to see. So it's going to be pretty fascinating.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ryan, do you expect to see Alexander and King traveling with those wide receivers? King with Metcalf and then Lockett matched up on Alexander?
I'm really curious how much they'll do it. They haven't done it much. They shadowed Thielen and Diggs week 16 in Minnesota. They actually didn't do it week 2. For the most part, Mike Pettine hasn't shadowed a whole lot this year. But on paper, Lockett seems like the ideal fit and the ideal matchup for Alexander. Metcalf seems like the ideal matchup for King. So I do think you're going to see a lot of I'm curious. I don't know how much, because it's not been his MO. He usually just leaves those guys on their side. I would think that they would he would break away from that a little bit this week at least. Is it going to be four quarters? That's what I'm curious to see.
What about from the pressure aspect? We were talking about this earlier that, look, you know, you get Za'Darius Smith heading upfield, Preston Smith heading upfield, and they get too wide. Russell Wilson takes off running right by him, and you kind of waste your opportunity, and he picks up a bunch of yards. Defensively, to me, I think that's going to be a big factor in this game as far as how they try to contain Russell Wilson more than, you know, can they get to Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting that Mike Pettine said that they're not rushing him to contain him in the pocket. They're rushing in to sack him and to get after him. So that you're right.
I think that's going to last very long.
Yeah, you know, it helps that Za'Darius Smith rushes a lot from the interior. So sure. With him and Kenny Clark, who seems like he's on track to play, that interior push can be huge because that can take away a lot of those gaps. Instead of having guys just go 5 yards upfield, you can maybe see. I think this is an ideal week to have that three outside linebacker package where you have Za'Darius Smith inside, Kyler Fackrell or Rashawn Gary on the outside opposite of Preston Smith, and then Kenny Clark on the field, and that's your four down front. So, you know, we'll see what they do, but I think that bottom line, they're going to be very versatile with Za'Darius Smith.
Well, you know, I would hope that that's what they do. Let me ask you this. I mean, because I think at the end of the day, if they try to take away Aaron Jones, which I think that's what they're going to try to do, how do you think that works out for the Packers and Aaron Rodgers?
Well, that means a lot of stuffed boxes, and it means a lot of one high, and that's what Pete Carroll has been known to do. He likes to go with the one high, and if they just leave one safety up there, there's going to be opportunities. You know, I would imagine that safety rolls over to Davante Adams' side 10 out of 10 times. I mean, every single time, right? So who's left? Alan Lazard. It could be a big week for him. You know, he's emerged as kind of a legitimate number two here late in the season. He's been able to bring the production week in and week out. I think it's a big week for Alan Lazard. But make no mistake, I mean, the offense starts and not quite stops, but the large bulk of it is Aaron Jones. They're going to want to force that, and he's shown just in the last two games, two huge games to get them to this position where they have a home game this week in Minnesota and Detroit. He's proven that if you give Aaron Jones the football enough, he's eventually going to make a big play. There's going to come a time that it'll make a big play. So
what you're saying, Woody, they've got to run the football with him, even though they're stacked in the box. They need to stay on.
Well, look at
that
Week 16 game against Minnesota. They didn't get much going in the run game at all against that Vikings defense early on, and then late,
right,
he popped a 56-yard touchdown because it warmed down as the game got going. It could be the same way. You have to stay patient with the run game early so that it can work for you late.
Ryan Wood joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. One of the other reasons why, Ryan, and I mean, I know this is kind of obvious, when Eric Kendricks went out in Week 16, they were able to run the ball, you know, ad nauseum and just wear down the Minnesota Vikings and pretty much take them out of their comfort zone at that point. Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright, two linebackers that I think are going to be able to hang with Aaron Jones in pass coverage a little bit more. Do you expect that to be the matchup we see? Or with the one high, do they just drop Quandre Diggs down and try to have him match up on Aaron Jones out of the backfield?
Well, it's always dangerous when you have a linebacker on Aaron Jones. I think the Kansas City Chiefs learned that the hard way this year. So it'll be interesting. You know, these Seahawks linebackers are real good, and they've been doing it for a long time. So if there's a defense that would have the confidence to do that, it would be this Seahawks defense. Even still, it's a tough matchup. So we'll see what they do. But yeah, it's a tough matchup anytime the linebacker's on.
Who could make the big play, Ryan, out of these three guys? MVS, Jimmy Graham, or Geronimo Allison?
The guy that runs 4.3 is the guy I'll go with. MVS. You know, I get that he's had a miserable second half of this season. That's putting it lightly. You cannot overstate how miserable the second half of his season has been. And yet he runs 4.3. You know, if there's a guy that can break one long and whether it's underneath breaking one long or can get behind the secondary and take the top off, he's going to be the guy. The other two just don't run like he does. So I would go with him. Keep an eye, maybe Jimmy Graham, because sometimes defenses just straight up forget to cover him. I mean, we've seen that happen time and time again this year. A lot of his big plays happen on those busted coverages. So that's possible as well. But I'll go with the guy that runs 4.3.
There we go.
Ryan, Packers, Seahawks, four-point spread.
Love
Where
that
are you
guy.
Leaning?
I got the Packers. I'd like the matchup for the Packers ever since they became apparent that the Seahawks would be the team. These teams are so similar. It's very much the opposite of the 2014 NFC Championship game. You know, I think the Seahawks are the team that has the all-pro quarterback. They're the team with the best quarterback. Let's just call it what it is. This year, Russell Wilson's been the better quarterback. The Packers have the better defense. It's the inverse of 5 years ago. But the key to me in the trenches, I think, is where this game's going to be won. And you have a slow-it-down kind of slugfest type game, and I think that's what this game will be. When you have the better offensive line and you have the better defensive line in a slugfest like that, it's a huge deal. And I think that because of that, the Packers will win this game because they're playing in the trenches. This is exactly the type of matchup where you want to play at home in January in the postseason. I'll take the Packers trenches to win the day for the Packers.
All right, let's go twofold here, Ryan. If you have the Packers winning the game, where do you have the game next weekend for the NFC title game? Who wins, Vikings and Niners?
I don't think it's impossible for the Vikings to win. If you look at it, you know, the 49ers defensive line, that heralded defensive line, has taken some injuries. And Dalvin Cook is very rested. You know, Dalvin Cook basically got a bye week because he didn't play down the stretch. And he looked really fresh against Minnesota. And that's a totally different team when he's on the field. So I could see the Vikings winning that game. I'll still take the 49ers, and I'll say that the Packers are in San Francisco and really regretting that late November trip to San Francisco because they're going to have to go back there if they win and the 49ers win because of that head-to-head game. But it wouldn't surprise me. And here's the other thing, too. With how this season is going, like everything's going the right way for the Packers this year, every single thing. Shoot, they have all 22 preferred starters available to them. It's incredible, you know, how much fortune they've had. What would having the Vikings, a team they've beaten twice, coming to Lambeau Field instead of going out to the team that they beat, that they lost to by 29 points a month and a half ago, that'd just be another fortunate thing to fall their way? I mean, it's almost kind of like a special season that way. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, but I'll say Packers at 49ers next week.
So let me ask you this then. So do you like the Packers' chances better in San Francisco or at home against the Vikings trying to get three games in one season?
Yeah, and I know what you mean. It's not easy at all to ever beat a team, especially a good team. The Vikings are a good team, three times in one season. And, yeah, they just won at U.S. Bank Stadium, but that team didn't have Dalvin Cook. It's a totally different team. With that said, it's logical, right? You have to like their chances more at home against the team they beat twice than on the road in the exact same location where they lost by darn near 30 points not that long ago. I mean, if you're a Packers fan, you have to be rooting that you get the Vikings instead of going back out to San Francisco.
Ryan, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week on Monday, either win or loss, but hopefully we're talking about you covering your third NFC title game since jumping on this beat. Do I have that right?
You do. I'm really impressed. You're stalking me, Billy.
Oh, God, you're not just dealing with just any kind of joker now. Come on, cuz.
Well, I saw your friend Jim Ozarski at PackersNews.com mention, you know, Ryan Woods covered all these NFC title games, but he didn't be there. He wasn't there at the wild card game between Bengals and Steelers, and I was like, man, I got to refresh my mind on that game. And, you've never covered anything like that, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never covered a Super Bowl. And on this beat, I'm not sure you're fully christened into the Packers beat until you've covered a Super Bowl. So we'll see if this is a year or not.
That's why we... At by Ryan Wood, where you follow him on Twitter,
hold on,
PackersNews.com, and the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Well, I got some bad news then, because if they go to the NFC title game and lose again, I think it's you.
Well, you know, all three of those games might be on the road. We'll see. If they lose at home,
I'm just saying,
if the team that they beat twice already, then you might have something.
Okay.
Then it might be Ryan.
Yeah, it might be. It might be time to get a job at Sports Illustrated or something.
I got to start to wonder.
Yep.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon on Monday, all right?
All right, take care. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game.
Enjoy it as well. That's Ryan Wood at by Ryan Wood, where you follow him on Twitter. As I said, PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette, where you follow his coverage of the Green Bay Packers. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2020, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.